Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
It's called Freedom.
Get with it, please.
Freedom much?
It's a bit
comes
random.
Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Right down Santa Claus Lane. Welcome to our special Christmas episode of Freedom.
That's right.
Today's the day where we exchange gifts.
Yeah, it's Christmas in May. Is it May? What month is this?
The month right now is April.
Yes.
But when are people hearing this?
Sometimes I'm just like, I know it's not. You know when like you just know what it's not? Like you don't know that it's April, but you know it's not June. Like when I go to park on the street and like there's like a crazy sign that's like Thursday from 12 to 2. I go, well, it's not Thursday. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is, but I know it's not Thursday.
I don't know this feeling. It does sound very specific, but I don't know that I've ever experienced
exactly
that.
Does anyone relate to me? It's okay if you don't.
I mean, usually if it's Monday.
I never said I was relatable.
Thank you, June. If the sign says Monday, then I'll go like, I know it's not Monday.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I wasn't at church yesterday. Yes, exactly.
Thursday's a little tougher.
Thursday, you're not sure.
Yeah, but I know when it's Monday because the day before, as Scott said, I have had the Holy Sacrament of Confession. I have taken the Eucharist, and I've eaten a giant meal of lasagna. Yes, I love lasagna Sundays.
You don't eat it on Monday, like Garfield.
No, I eat it on Mondays, like a real Garfield.
So Garfield hated Mondays so much, but did he ever try eating the lasagna on Monday to make Monday better?
Well, yeah, he would have to eat the lasagna Mondays in order to feel normal, just
but
to level out.
You mean to feel normal.
Thank you.
Why did he care about Mondays? It's like, you can make your day so much. Like, why? I'm like, every day I mean, Garfield, I wake up, I'm like, why didn't he do it? Because I'm like, why is it like,
Lauren, come on.
I've never seen you this worked up.
I'm like, every Monday, why is it like this?
Garfield doesn't have a job. What does he care?
Yeah.
I know.
Also, like, he hates John, who goes to work on Mondays. So he should be thrilled.
You think he'd be happy? Yeah. Oh, finally, that asshole's gone.
He needs to respect John because it's like you literally don't have lasagna. You don't have a little box. You don't have a blanket. You don't have any of this shit without John.
Does he hate John?
He has contempt for him, for sure.
I just kind of took that as a given. I don't know if he despises him,
but he's not nice to him.
Supported by the text.
I don't think they're cuddling at night.
The text, the sacred text.
You don't think they're cuddling at night?
I don't think so.
I really think he hates John, but he still cuddles with him.
I think he probably goes at his feet, maybe.
Yeah, probably goes at his feet.
Whatever gets you through the night.
That's what he sings.
It's all right. It's Garfield.
John Lennon wrote that about Garfield. Yeah. That is a fact.
He loved Garfield.
100%.
John Lennon loved the funnies. He loved Marmaduke. He loved High and Lois.
Well, you know, he did get his most of his, if you've seen the documentary, he gets all of his inspiration from inspo from comics.
Who are the Beatles of the funnies?
Garfield obviously is John because he's sarcastic.
Oh, wait, we're going to pluck characters from each. From different strips.
Ringo is Dilbert.
Ringo's Dilbert.
Because he has glasses.
John from Garfield, not Garfield. No, Garfield is John Lennon. Oh, okay.
Because he's sarcastic and he's biting
and he's funny and he's like, you know, very musical and he's written so many great songs.
I mean, has there ever been a George in Pluggers?
Pluggers? No one even knows that comic.
Some people do.
I think
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
It's right there. I think one of the cows from Far Side, who would they be? They would be...
Why does one of the cows... The one with the lady's cat eyeglasses. To be in it. You're going backwards. It's like, shouldn't it be, you think of the Beetle and then you think of the comic? But you're like, you're
Beetle
going
Bailey!
Like, okay.
Is that, all of them.
See?
He's all of them. All the characters from Beetle Bailey are the
it's
Beetle
either,
of comics.
It's either
Sarge.
Beetle Bailey is all
is
of
Ringo.
Them.
He's
but
so
I
funny.
Think
Miss Hotass, what was her name?
Miss Hotass.
The general secretary wish. That he was always ogling.
We got Garfield as John Lennon.
Yeah.
Dilbert is Ringo. And then who's left? Paul is...
Funky Winker Bean.
Yeah, Funky Winker Bean.
What about Dagwood with the big sandwiches? Is that George?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
And no, and or he could be
Beetle
Brenda
Bailey
Starr. Because no one really...
Brenda
I mean,
Starr.
Like, I don't really think about Brenda Starr.
What about Prince Valiant? Who is
I
he?
I think about her
because he's
time.
Got that similar haircut.
Yeah, you know what? The Beatles owe a lot to Prince Valiant.
They really
you
do.
Know what they should be doing? What is that comic where it's like, they're like, the people who have sort of those hats with like tusks on them?
Hagar the Horrible.
There you go. Yeah.
With what was his wife's name?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
I gotta know. No. We can't live in a world where we don't know this.
Where we don't know Hagar's wife's name?
I think her name
literally
was Marianne.
Literally, it's the second Google search. Helga.
Marianne.
Helga.
Yeah,
Helga.
I think it was Marianne.
Helga. Come
oh,
on,
Helga.
Paul.
Right.
Mary. You couldn't be further off.
Okay, wait. What, can I just
wasn't
tell
her name
you?
Joan.
I typed in Hagar. I would. Is it Hagar? Is
that Hagar. What, yeah, H-A-G-A-R.
Over the A?
Like the slacks.
It, okay.
Like
Hagar
daily.
The Horrible's wife.
That's right.
People also ask, okay? So
what do they ask about Hagar?
Here's
the Horrible?
What people
is Hagar
also
still
ask,
alive?
What is a prickly seed case?
What is his net worth?
What is a prickly seed case?
What is before to poets? Who was the Shakespearean king? Can I go now?
Leader.
Crossword.
These are all crossword questions.
Oh,
so Hagar must also be a crossword question.
Well, his wife.
I
his
see
wife.
This
his
is
wife,
coming
Helga.
In.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that, so are we to believe that the claim to fame of Hagar is just that they got into a bunch of crosswords and that's like, not, that's it?
That's the
I'm looking,
thing, man.
It's all the search is all about crosswords, dude.
There are so many people who are in crosswords all the time, like fucking Ken Olin, constantly in crosswords just because of his fucking weird ass name. And I can't get in a single one.
Well, because you'd be the whole middle line.
Your name's
yeah,
too
exactly.
long.
And you're asking too much if you want to be the whole middle line.
Did you know that Ken Olin's name used to be Ken Loin, and it seemed a little
really?
Too gross, and so he changed it. He anagramized it.
To Ken Lyon?
Oh, he missed that one.
He
oh,
went
that's
with
too
Olin.
Bad. That's
yeah.
too bad.
He went with Lion Ken.
Lion Ken.
Donald Trump's nickname for him. Ta-da! Yeah.
And holding Ken Olin up to the sun.
I would love to see a new 30-something with you in the lead.
I'd love that, absolutely, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
But the rest is the original cast members.
Yep.
and they're pretending to be 30.
I would love that. I would love that so much. Actually, I just watched, well, maybe I shouldn't get into it, but I just watched Captain America Civil War for newcomers.
Mm. Whoa.
And we saw Tom Holland as Spider-Man for the
Whoa.
First time.
Where?
And in the film.
In the movie?
And, yep. Uh-huh. And he was a moving image and talking and stuff. And
wow.
he was a real teen, which I liked because I was just, you know, thinking about how people were cast, or often cast older to play younger. And he was only 18 or something when he filmed
Oh, really?
Movie.
I didn't mm-hmm. know that.
He was just
or around
boy.
That age. That's what I've heard. Yes.
Around that age. So 23?
when you guys were younger and you were on...
Yesterday?
Yes, of course. When you were working together on Mr. Show and whatnot, and was there ever a time where you traveled together and you shared a hotel room?
No, because we did not overlap on Mr. Show.
Yeah, we
Show.
Did different seasons.
Oh, I don't know that that's ever been said.
Different seasons, just like the Richard Bachman.
We have wanted people to guess it. Nobody guessed it. And I guess I just spilled the beans now, Scott. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Finally. Well, yeah, we had that big contest going on. Where people would be flown out business class with
yes.
a friend.
And they'd be flonased. We would squirt them with flonase.
Yeah,
and
just all day.
Off the plane. All day.
All day. And no one's won. So, and you've given it away. But that's okay.
All right.
All the Flonase has expired.
I think the only time I had to share was for some reason, like the third year of South by Southwest, Matt Bronger couldn't find a hotel room. And I was like, eh, just stay with me.
That's the only time you've shared. I've shared 8 billion times.
I think women do that more than men do.
Oh, yeah. Is that
because they like to rub up against
maybe,
each
maybe
other.
Not. No, no, no. I've shared with actually men.
Scott, they do each what? Other's hair.
Yeah.
What's that? What?
What's that? What?
What'd you say about my hair?
Would you? I didn't. I wasn't talking about your hair, Mister. The world revolves around my head.
But is it? What do you think of it?
Well, it looks really great. Good under your hat.
Oh, Lauren, we're both wearing hats. Wouldn't you put a hat on?
I wish I did, because my hair looks like fucking ass.
No,
you can
it
leave
does
your hat
not.
On.
Whatever
you
cares.
Can. My lovely bride will often. She has a girls' trip every year with a group of women that she's friends with, and they will often share hotel rooms.
Oh yeah, well it's totally fun with your friends.
Yeah.
And, Wild Horses, we for many years we would share every time we traveled anywhere, but then we got to a point where we were like, you know what, it'd be really great if we didn't, just to have that
yeah.
space to
yeah, I know.
Poop and pee and do whatever you wish.
We were talking about hotel rooms while I was in Austin for the last few days.
Yeah,
and
a week ago.
I was so happy that not only was there a door on the bathroom in this hotel room, even though I'm there by myself. But
no, this was one of the ones I shared with Aaron. There was no door on the bathroom, even to the shower and everything. I'm like, so if I was even
there's always my way
with
out.
A romantic partner,
ooh,
I wouldn't necessarily want to have this all open.
No.
No, but I've wondered that, you know, like I've always gone there with Kulop, but I've wondered that about a couple who is going away for the first time on
right.
a trip together, and suddenly they have a base, either a sliding door with ugh. Slats or, you know,
yeah.
or no door. It's like, what do you, you know, do you have to schedule like, oh, I'm going to the restaurant for a second. And then you go take a shit.
I actually know a couple.
I'm going to take a shit.
I know a couple who were performers on a cruise and they shared a room.
Lucky.
Obviously, they were a couple, but they didn't like to poop near each other. So one of them, they would go poop in the public restrooms on the cruise. Instead of doing it.
Oh,
in the
room. That's
I
even worse,
know yeah, who yeah. you're talking about.
No,
who?
I don't
yes,
think
I do.
Do. But then that means we might. I would be shocked. Can I type it in the chat?
Yeah, type it in.
See,
well, I
see.
Can't even get the chat. By the way, after last week's debacle, I'm on my phone now.
Yeah,
it's great. It's going
cool.
great.
Cool. It's cool, Scott.
Is that who yeah. you're thinking of?
You're a cool guy.
Did you see it in the chat, Paul?
No, I don't know who that is, but you know
that
what?
That is shocking.
I have I know the same thing about another couple.
Type it in the chat.
Type it in the chat, Paul.
Type it in the chat. Type it in
the chat.
Types it in the chat. I can't get my mouse to turn on and connect. I can't. Okay, there it goes.
Oh my God.
All right. My computer is so far away from me when I do these.
It is very far away from you.
There are so many songs like that I think about that I learned. I learned in Sunday school that I just go through my head at random times all the time. That Do Your Ears Hang Low is one that I.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever sing that one?
I did not know that one until I was an adult.
I knew it as a child.
And not as an adult?
And I've since forgotten it.
Did someone hit you in the back of the head?
I've erased it from my memory. Yeah, but so many of those songs are so weird.
There was one about evolution that we sang at church, which was like, I'm not made of a monkey. A monkey's not made of me.
Oh, no. The earth is just 5,000 years old.
Dee, bee, bee, dee, lee, lee. Oh, wait. I'm missing the chat.
All you need
oh,
to know
okay.
is...
Oh, you got to yeah. get on that chat about the shit couple.
You don't even know about who's pooping and where they're pooping. There's multiple people pooping in different places. It's so fantastic.
That's the thing is, there's poop everywhere.
Oh, it's all over the... we're swimming in it.
I mean, look, on a cruise ship, feces is abound.
They're made of human shit. And some dolphin shit.
Wow, you really say that with such disdain. I like how you're saying that.
Do dolphins shit out of the blowhole or
everything goes out of the blowhole? Everything.
It just in and out?
In and out. We got food, we got water, we got shit, we got piss.
Urine.
Yeah. What do they and do then, with that mouth of theirs?
And then, of course, the fluid of generation. So when they want to have a baby dolphin, they have to like get that hole right up against the lady and like just take it, just take it.
You know, we don't think that much about the amount of fish poop that's in the ocean when we're swimming in it.
Ugh. I remember seeing like when I first learned that fish could shit. Like friends had a
when like a little stream like our of
neighbors
nasty
had yeah mm-hmm. neighbors had yeah. A fish tank. And like seeing that line of garbage made me sick to my stomach.
It's honestly really disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's actually not okay.
Lauren, no. Are you going to dissuade your child from ever, you know how this is where I got my first goldfish was like I won it at a carnival and seems like, oh yeah, awesome. And then it's the worst fucking pet. Are you going to say like, nah?
No. She definitely needs to try to win a fish at the fair.
What?
Yeah.
That's so fun. It's like a childhood moment. You come home, you name it, it dies. Yeah. It's a whole lesson.
Circle of life. Yes.
But I would get her fish for real. I had fish when I was little. I really enjoyed having fish. And it was fun to pick them out at the pet store. And I think that's a cute, and it's like a pretty easy pet. The only problem is cleaning the tank, which I don't think we ever did as a kid.
You just let it get like, dirtier and dirtier until the fish dies, and then you flush it all down the toilet.
I know, but my friend has a carnival fish that's been going on 6 years now.
Ooh. I had my carnival fish.
Why is that gross?
Scott, why are they the worst pets? I need to know.
My carnival fish, it had such a dirty bowl that it, while I was sleeping, it jumped out of the bowl and onto me.
And it was like, kill me.
Oh, I loved you.
It was trying. I wanted to snuggle. No, it was
just waddled out of the dirty water.
Please snuggle with me.
They're just so gross. And I still can smell that smell of the cleaning the tank and the shit. And ugh.
Imagine if there was such bad air pollution that you killed yourself.
Yeah, you just like jumped off the earth.
I'm going to drown. I'm going to just
Goodbye,
jump into the ocean.
Everyone.
This sucks.
I wish you could jump off the earth.
Do you think anyone's ever jumped off the earth?
Do you think, hey,
that'd be
do
so
you
rad.
Think that if you that'd be ate so helium, you jumped in the air and you'd go into space?
Probably.
There is that, what's the thing about jumping? Like if the elevator starts plunging.
Oh yeah, right before you like hit the bottom, you jump.
Oh, I did that all the time when I no, it's not for plunging. It's like, well, you can do it when you're I mean, it is for that, but you can do it as a fun thing to feel like you're flying for a second. When the elevator is coming to maybe it's something that just works if you're a kid, but when the elevator is coming to a halt at the floor, right before it does, you jump and then you are basically in the air for like an extra second.
But Paul, what? The thing I'm talking about is a thing where there's like an urban
Mine's
legend
a thing
you...
too.
No, you're Scott, thing. I know the thing you're talking about. It was Lauren that interrupted it.
I'm just sharing other information. How dare you?
Lauren, I wanted to make sure that you didn't just gloss over my thing. And
no, I never.
If you wanted to ask questions about
Scott,
it,
Scott, I never
know,
would. I never would gloss over anything anyone says on this show. I don't want to skip ahead.
So, Lauren,
here's
the idea. Here's the folk wisdom of your elders. That if let's say the elevator it snaps its cables and you're like, uh-oh, and then you know what floor you got on. You know what floor when the cable snapped, and so all you have to do is
count
just
down.
Like guess the distance. And the velocity.
So it's like thunder to lightning, sort of count the seconds.
Yeah, sure. And then you get to the bottom, like right before you get to the bottom, just jump in the air.
And that's really supposed to stop the damage from breaking your bones and squishing into a size of a can of soup.
Exactly.
But what is the physics about it? Like, why would that work supposedly?
Because you're not hitting the ground when the thing is hitting the ground. So it's like you're not feeling the pressure of that.
Yeah.
But you're still going to fall to the ground 1 millisecond later.
Yeah.
Which
and crash into with the same force of.
Yes. You're that, also that, falling. That,
yeah.
I also wonder if you would even be able to jump because, given the velocity of a
I'm
falling
sure you
elevator.
Wouldn't. And by the way, you're so scared. You're not going, I got to jump in 8, 7, 6.
No. I'm wetting my pants and I'm going, mommy, mommy, mommy. I love
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Although you're telling me, though, that and this conversation wouldn't flash into your mind and you wouldn't just try it.
Look. If it happened, I would definitely have this flash in my mind and I'd definitely try it.
If I tried it, and I'm not saying that I did, but I lived.
Whoa. Uh-huh. Okay.
It's real. It's real. And I tried it and I died. And I did not die.
And you died.
Wow.
I'm dead, guys.
Did you see that video of the guy who jumped out of the plane and his parachute didn't open? And
yes.
He
Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel?
Oh, wait, no, I'm talking about a different thing, actually.
No, the one that I saw was a guy who, like, his friend was taping him falling to the ground, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to tape you parachuting out of this airplane, but the guy's chute didn't open. And he fell on the ground, and the guy taping him is like, holy shit, oh, no, and runs up to him, and the guy gets up and is like, oh, my God, I can't believe it, I'm still alive. Oh, my God. And he, like, gets up and walks away from it.
That's insane.
Crazy.
No, I saw the video, or not the video, I saw a picture of the fucking video, but this news story about this YouTube guy who flew a small plane over some mountains
and crashed the airplane.
He pretended it was malfunctioning and he jumped out of it filming himself.
Yeah, and they revoked his license, right?
The plane just, he ditched it. It just fell into the fucking mountains.
What?
Yeah.
But
this was
video,
fake? He did this?
He faked it.
The
yeah,
plane
he was like,
wasn't problematic.
He had a
full of
he had
problems.
An aviation license, and he did all the stuff of like Mayday, Mayday, it's crashing, and all that kind of stuff. And then
oh,
he
I didn't
parachuted
know he did
out
all
of, it.
Of that. Oh god,
I think so. And then he parachuted out of it and videoed the whole thing for YouTube. And then they figured out later it was a stunt, and he crashed the plane intentionally. And so they, you know, revoked his license. Maybe he's going to be arrested. I have no idea.
He should be arrested because he could have hurt someone.
Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
I mean, that plane could have crashed into Mount Rushmore. And old Honest Abe could have knocked his beard off.
Can you imagine? I think YouTube should demonetize his videos.
That's the real punishment.
Like, he should be paying us to watch his videos.
Yes, and he has to do, and there's got to be ads where it's just him apologizing.
Yeah, to us, personally.
And, like, you get to skip one ad, but then the second ad is like, guys, you can't skip this one. I really am sorry.
Speaking of things that you have to tape for people, how's your cameo going?
Oh, my God. Like, okay, wait.
Are you living in a cameo mansion?
We have to talk about this because cameo, last week we talked about how you were going to join and you were going to do your like your bit of saying whatever
you
want.
And you were
on
like,
cameo.
I'm only going to charge $50.
Right.
I did say lowball. I thought you should get more than that.
I mean, I didn't want to. I just had, it's all very new to me. And I looked at what some other people were charging and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, that person has to charge that because otherwise they would be inundated with requests.
Yeah.
And so I started at 50, and then I was told by my person at Cameo that I broke a record.
Yes, it was off the freaking charts.
Of dumbest person to ever join Cameo?
Yeah,
yes.
They couldn't believe it.
And
well,
I started crying.
Yeah, that's hurtful to hear. We don't have to get into the numbers.
She set me up
but...
really good for it too. And then when she said, "Yeah, you're the dumbest person," and I was like, "Oh man,
why did you call me at home? I'm busy."
I was asleep.
But there were so many people requesting you in a very short amount of time that Cameo had you raise the price, or they raised the price for
you.
Yeah,
they said,
"Do
you want us?" Yeah, they said, "Do you want us to raise the price?" And I was like, "Yes."
Yeah, because it's like so much to do. You'll never have time if you don't. You know, you have to kind of curb the.
So now you're a slave to Cameo, where you have to do all these things. How many do you have to do?
I have to do, I think, 260.
Oh my god,
that's so many. It's been one day.
Lot.
Wait, Paul. It's been one day.
It's been a couple days. It's been
whatever. It's been 2 days.
They have slowed down, obviously, since
because
now
it's at
$300.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still, there's some. Most people get it. What my format is. Some people are still asking for specific requests, so I'm like, I'm waiting on those because I don't want to like
do them.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because I'm not going to do it. I'm like, people are asking for specific voices or whatever, and I was like, I'm just not going to do that. And I have a video that explains, here's what I'm going to do.
Right.
But I think people just don't watch the videos, which, why
would
you?
But would you do the Werner Herzog voice right now for us?
No, I will not do that.
Come on! We love it!
No, I keep...
Century Boulevard!
I keep those worlds separate. I keep those worlds separate. I'm just Paul on this show. Just good old Paul.
But
from
the voice
Philly.
Is so funny.
No, I'd rather you did a character. Oh, it'd make me happier, probably. Mm. Please?
The voice is so good.
Because when you do the voice, it's so fun.
No.
Have you ever done the voice during sex?
Yeah, where I sit in a chair and then I turn around and I say yes.
Oh, because you're a cuck?
That you made, yeah. I wait till I hear the noises of sex that I like that my wife is having with someone else. And then when it sounds good to me, I turn around to see who it is.
That sounds nice. Good to me.
That sounds great to me. That sounds fun to me.
That sounds neat to me.
So what has Janie bought? A gun?
Yeah, did she get a Gucci handbag?
She bought a yacht.
Janie's got a Gucci handbag.
That's too much.
Oh, no.
That's too much, Paul.
It's too much.
Where did she get the yacht?
I'm really nervous for you.
She got it at the mall.
No, mall?
Yes, next
cheap,
to the...
But that's a cheap yacht. That's not going to be a good yacht.
It's still expensive. Next to the store where you get a piano, there's
but
a
I mean,
store that sells
made.
Yachts.
I mean, cheaply
did she
made.
Buy a piano for the yacht?
It's I think it's like plywood.
Janie's got a
But it's
yacht.
Seaworthy.
Wow. Well, that's incredible, Paul. Great
it's
job on that.
It's sponge-worthy. Thank
Paul's
you.
Paul's going to be the next cameo
superstar.
Trillionaire.
I don't think so.
Hey,
I honestly don't think so.
Okay, fine. But it could
okay,
still make
fine.
A you could still make a good amount.
I mean, I'm happy to do that for sure.
Yeah. I think everyone should.
I just
got to
knock out these 262 requests in the next 5 days and then I'm good.
So are you putting a time frame on it? You're like, from this time to this time, I'm going to do my cameos, then I'm going to do my this, my that.
Kind of like when I was in Austin, I was just kind of hanging out in the hotel and I would do them as much as I could, you know, and then take a little break. And it still wasn't enough. It did not make much of a dent. So
yeah,
I don't know. I'm going to figure it out one way or another.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Well, I'm going to buy 1,000 of them.
At $300 a pop?
Yeah.
Scott, someone that we're both friends with bought one for you.
What?
No fucking yes. way. That's
Put
funny.
It in the chat.
No, you have to wait to be
Do you
surprised.
Want me to put it in the chat? Or
no.
I want to wait until we get it. That's
surprise.
Amazing.
That's good.
Oh,
I'm surprised
it's
you have
Lauren.
Not gotten it already. It was not Lauren.
What if we gift to the Magi cameos for
that
each other?
That would be so funny.
My God.
That would be so amazing.
That should be the story on a situation comedy.
Honestly, like the two people get each other the same cameo. That's fucking hilarious.
They should do a skit on SNL.
They should do a skit on
They should
on
do
that.
One skit on SNL for once.
Who would skit on that?
I think a black lady sketch show should do it.
They should lampoon it and send it up.
They should do a spoof of that. What's another sketch show? Are there any?
I think it's more
now?
Of a Harvard Lampoon idea.
I don't know that there really are any right now besides the ones we've mentioned, a black lady sketch show, SNL, what else?
Just those really two. Is Harvard Lampoon
well,
still
Oh,
the...
I think you should leave, of course.
I think you should leave. Could you imagine Tim Robinson with his trademark heightening of frustrations?
Dude, he could really send it up.
He
dude.
Could do a goof on that would be for the ages.
If How do we
did,
get a hold of him?
If he did
him?
A skit on that where he had two people get the same cameo for each other and then they did that on the show, that'd be freaking bomb, dude.
I mean, obviously we should be in it.
Well, if they're casting, I'm available.
We gave him the idea. Put us in it.
Please.
Please.
Please, Tim.
Please. Put us in the skit on that, Tim.
We want to be in the skit, Tim.
I'm going to start begging for shit. You know what please. I want to do is Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that show?
You want to host it or you want to be on it?
No, I want to be a contestant on it.
Okay.
It's
What's
so
that?
It's this comedy game show in England. They did a season of it here, but it didn't take.
Reggie hosted it.
Yeah, which was that was a strange choice. Now that
strange
I've seen
choice.
When I now that I've seen the original show, it right. is a it is and of course it's, I watched the first episode of the British version of the American version, and it's so you can so clearly see the difference between what they think the American attention span is. Versus right. anywhere else.
Like where, they think we're just a bunch of dumb shits.
Like we don't
and,
like charm.
And we're not.
We're not. Most of us are, yes. But yeah. so what?
Who well, cares? What, fuck you.
What, it's not enough for a thousand people to watch your TV show?
Come on.
Come
so
on.
So it's Lauren, I think you would like it because
really?
It's really fun. It's really funny. Basically, it's five comedians have to complete all these odd tasks. And they are varying degrees of challenging. They often will think of funny, clever workarounds for ways to achieve the tasks. And I just been like tearing, like after hearing about it for years and people recommending it to me, I have like, I watched a bunch on YouTube and then got the seasons that I couldn't find off of iTunes. And I've just been tearing through and now I'm all caught up and I'm mad that I don't have any left to watch.
Watch it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
You should just make your
own. Yeah, it's like, when you run out of something, just make it up yourself. It's like, fucking do a cameo for yourself.
Yeah, everyone's like,
about
oh no, there's no more seasons of, you know, Lost or whatever. Just make your own.
It's like, what are you waiting for, I guess, is kind of my question.
Yeah, that's a great point.
The Tim Robinson show, what are you waiting for?
Tim, put us on your show. What are you waiting for, please?
The companion series, too. I think you should leave.
What are you waiting for with your not leaving action?
Why don't you go?
What are you waiting for? Oh, it's the prequel series. What are you waiting for? And then I think you should. No, it makes sense as the sequel. I think you should leave. What are you waiting
for? What are you waiting for? Oh, good, he left. It's a triptych.
Triptych?
Triptych. Simply triptych. The freshest.
Triptych.
That,
speaking
Lauren,
of triptych.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The three of us have to take a break.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Let's take a triptych of breaks.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
And we're back, and Shevin just gave us some horrible news, and the three of us are considering firing him.
Shevin went ape shit on us now, and he literally was like, I have a recording in 30 minutes, and I don't know how this is going to work. And he started crying, and he started screaming, and he was like, I'm the host of the Zoom. This is kind of going to fuck everything. Yeah, that's a good impression.
He kept yelling how he was the host of the Zoom. And like no one was disputing that, by the way.
Yeah, no one
but
wants
it's almost
to
like
be the
he was trying
Zoom.
To make it like he was the host of this podcast. Like that meant he was in control of it or something.
Weird. Oh shit. Wait, guys, do you think that he thinks when he hosts the Zoom that makes him the host of the show?
I think he doesn't understand what that means. Yeah, I think he might.
I mean, we
that.
Do give him all the money from all the ads we sell.
Yeah. He
Maybe
does
we shouldn't have done that.
He does do a transcription of everything we say, and then he imitates the three of us.
And he puts out a separate show where he does all the voices.
Called Meetum.
No, that's the idea that he... No,
no
that
but
he
his show is called
Meetum. Meetum. Meetum!
No, yeah, he's been doing it the whole time. I've never once heard my own voice on this recording. It's all Kevin.
If you guys knew what I actually sounded like, you'd be disgusted. I have
you'd
a terrible
be,
voice.
Shocked.
I have a terrible voice.
I talk like this.
I talk like this.
The entire time you talk.
I talk like the announcer lady from the TikToks and the Instagram videos.
I don't know what that is.
Why do we know?
Is that the generated
when it's like
voice or whatever?
Play this sound for your baby and see if they don't dance.
Do you remember when those candy colored
I hate
Macs,
it!
Or even before the candy colored Macs, but the Macs that they bought at Mr. Show.
Candy colored.
The candy colored Macs they bought
Macs
at Mr. Show.
Them.
What's a Mac?
They bought us all. They bought or they.
What's a
they
Mac?
Rented
the
all these,
Macintosh computer,
Mac.
My dear
I said,
girl.
I said, what's a Max?
They rented all these computers.
The restaurant
and
from Saved by the Bell.
To write, and we only used Final Draft on it, but
yeah.
But when we found out that there was a program on it where you could type something in and make the computer say
yes.
Dirty
yes.
words.
This
it was
fun.
So
of course.
Fun.
Absolutely.
Very fun. Of course. Who doesn't love that?
Piss. Piss.
Shit. Well, of course,
piss,
it was
piss,
like
shit, piss, piss.
Oregon Trail, of course, classic when you would put in the people's names. You know, you got to make up a name in the game and you could name your family. And then you always put penis. And then at some point, penis
always.
Gets killed by a snake bite. And then it's like. It's just
I never played Oregon Trail. That was after my time, and I'm not quite sure. It was just like a text game, right?
No, I mean, it was, there were visuals. Like
I know
was,
that you died of dysentery.
Yeah, you could die of dysentery. So like you have your family, and you have your covered wagon, and you see like an image of that, and then like the wagon's trying to like do various things, and you choose what it's going to do. Is it going to ford the river, or is it going to caulk the wheels, or I don't know, like there's different right. things that I just learned from the game. And then you watch it do the thing and either fails or it succeeds. Mm. And if
like
you,
all maybe, of us.
And then some of the things might die, and then you go hunting, and that's always the fun part. Mm. You get to use your little gun and you shoot the bison, and there's sort of squirrels and other little things that are worth less, you know, food points. And
agreed,
you kill as many as you can, but then it's sometimes like you shot too much, you can't carry it all, so you don't want to be wasteful with your bullets. And yeah, and then at the end you see your grave, or you win. I don't recall ever succeeding, honestly.
You Isn't see it crazy your grave. That,
yeah,
it's so crazy. You can carry bullets and they're so light, but then the things they kill are so heavy.
Yeah. This is so deep, dude. You should write a book.
Isn't it funny how Abraham Lincoln was our tallest president, but he's on such a tiny little coin?
That's fuck, dude. Dude.
Oh my God, dude. That's fucking... Isn't it insane how George Washington was three-dimensional and yet on the dollar bill, he's just flat? It's like, what's that supposed to mean?
I do think when I was a kid, I used to think that, okay, George Washington was the first president, so he was on the $1 bill. That mm-hmm. means Abraham Lincoln was our fifth president because
I think
on the
I
five.
Thought that too at one point. Yeah,
I think in yeah. some ways they should have done that.
It makes more sense. Like make a different bill for every single president we
yeah.
have. So there'd
$16
be
$16 bill.
There'd be a $46 bill.
I would love
bill
if there
right
was
now.
A $16 bill. I mean, that just made me feel weird inside.
How much is that? $16? Oh, good.
I can hear that $16 bill. And you were like legally obligated to carry every and like one of each bill everywhere.
Legally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my yeah. God!
That's so
how much?
Would that,
how much money would that
so,
be? I mean,
but
that's
so if
already,
you spend a $16 bill, then you have to replenish a $16 bill.
Yeah, but that's already $91 just with our two most recent presidents.
But imagine
way
carrying
too much $135.
Imagine,
yeah.
imagine carrying like what $51 bills. It takes up a lot of room.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't do that.
I'm saying you should and you will.
If I were president, this would be my first executive order.
What?
What that was
the king of the forest.
What are you doing,
if
Scott?
If I were the king
do you know
of the
that
forest.
Song?
Yeah, I do. But why were you? What were you crushing
because I'm
my
getting
head
New
on the
York
screen?
Times text alerts that are right in front of your face, and I want to see
your head.
Paul.
I'm crushing your head. Okay. Kids in the Hall are coming back. I'm very excited about that.
What do you mean coming back? They have a new show?
Yeah, on Amazon. I can't wait to see it.
Do you ever think your episode of the characters will ever come back and do another season?
Yeah, they're going to just do another bunch of stuff on that. Do you think you'll have more episodes of Comedy Bang Bang, the TV show?
It's such a weird company that I did it for. It would not surprise me if one day they were like, hey, you're coming back, and they made me do it. And it also wouldn't surprise me if no one ever talked to me ever again from there.
Yeah.
The head of the network just left. And sent an email.
Earth?
To everyone. She left Earth. Yeah, she jumped off.
Oh my
she
God.
She was like, it's too
oh,
dirty
she
here.
She did it.
She did it. She's the first person to do it. But she sent everyone an email, and I sent her back a nice email. And but I was just so surprised.
Because the one she sent was rude.
She said,
because it was just like, there's still people there who work there.
There's still people there? Duh.
Now, this company was Raytheon. Is that correct?
Yeah, Halliburton. A lot of people don't know they made the Comedy Bang Bang TV show possible.
Do you know that there is one specific person I think of whenever I hear the name Halliburton?
Who? Haley Burton?
I can't say it on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
But it was a joke that someone else we know made at the expense of this person.
Oh, okay. Put it in the chat. But I think of whatever her name is from One Tree Hill, right? Isn't her name Haley Burton or something?
I don't
Lauren, stop
know,
yawning.
Dude.
I'm talking about
yawn.
Something that
That's
would be of interest to you.
The first time I've yawned.
We can't call out yawns. We can't, guys. That's not
That's
fair.
The first time. And it's like, dude,
I am bored.
I go hard all day, dude.
She does go hard all day with that goddamn baby.
So why do you schedule these at the end of the day after you've gone
because
so hard?
Because I literally have no other time, and then I'm leaving town tomorrow at the crack of dawn.
Chevin says it's Hillary Burton.
Mm.
That's so you were close, Scott. You were close. From One Tree Hill?
I didn't watch that program.
She's married to Negan from The Walking Dead.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a great clip from Seventh Heaven.
That rounds up celebrity couples for another episode of Threedom.
I just saw a great clip from Seventh Heaven, which I used to watch a lot as a kid. There's an episode where the mom admits that she's like, the kids, I guess, smoked pot or got into it or something. And the mom admits she smoked pot. And she's like, she says it so dramatically. It's like the funniest thing ever.
There's something I need to tell you.
I knew someday you'd do something stupid. I was hoping it wouldn't be anything this stupid.
The thing is, the summer before I went off to college, I did a little experimenting myself.
Experimenting?
Yeah, keep going.
Just talk slower.
I'm trying to tell you before you come down on the kids.
The music!
I want you to know that I've smoked pot.
He just stares at
her. He is! Oh my god! It's like she said she had an affair.
They cut back and forth 5,000 times.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
I know. Great. I love that show. Like, I didn't think, I don't think I loved it as much as my Dawson's Creek or whatever, but it was right before or after that, you know, so you just kind of settle in for the night with one of those shows. Yeah. But that is the most ridiculous way of, I just can't imagine every topic they covered on that show with that's how they talked about it. It's so crazy.
Do you remember, I hate to bring it back to currency, but do you remember when $2 bills were like exciting?
Oh, well,
they're still exciting to get.
Thrilling to me. I do receive them quite regularly because in my family it is a...
Oh, it's a thing in the family.
It's a thing where you guys collect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. Mm-hmm.
You know where I would get them all the time is Universal Studios parking. Anytime I would go to City Walk and or go to a movie there at Universal Studios, they would give them as change because I think parking was like $18 or whatever.
Right.
And they just had stacks of $2 bills. And they would
I love that. It's so fun to get it, to give it out. I always, I'm afraid, I mean, I save them anyway, but I wouldn't really want to use them because I feel like people don't notice it when they're taking, I'm like, then I have to go, it's a two. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's like, I'm giving you something very rare and unique and special. And then some people would look at them and go like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I do think that because also if you're working at a store, there's like a cash register that has holes, you know, for each dollar, and they don't have a $2 hole.
No, they don't. When
so
I worked
put it
retail,
where the 20s are.
I put it with the ones, oh, or sometimes
the ones at the bottom
you put
of the
it
ones.
Under. You put,
yeah.
Here's
put
what
it under.
Don't know
because if
under.
You put it with the ones, Paul, Scott, the count will be off.
Not so loud,
Paul. The count will be off.
What a lot of people don't know is, in the cash register, you can lift the black part out, and then underneath, you can put flat things in there if you want.
So, like, what kind of stuff?
Oh, like a $2 bill, for example, or maybe.
Oh, okay.
If you ever got a $100 bill, or let's say you got a note that said, help, help.
What? What?
Oh, my God.
What?
I forgot to help that person. What?
What?
It's so funny that I've had so many jobs where they're like, oh, yeah, put 20, like keep 120 in the drawer and then put all the rest of the 20s underneath and in the 50s or whatever.
Like
in
at the Earwolf?
Like,
who is that
at
ever
Earwolf?
Fooled? Yeah, at Earwolf, basically.
When your job at Earwolf, when you put...
yeah.
When you behind the register at Earwolf.
That was your first job there, right?
I worked my way up to podcast host.
I started there as a greeter. Then I became a
then
cashier.
I sold merch. Yeah.
I'd and basically
chips.
Just be taking Jason Manzoukas' money when he came in to pay to do the show.
Hey!
Hey!
This guy! bye, Scott. So there was a...
No, I'm here. Our internet went out again. So it's great that I am on the phone and Kulop is asking me if she can restart it.
Kulop! Wow.
I'm saying I'm on the phone, so go ahead. There we go.
And wow.
Okay. I'm back.
Do you do speed tests?
My AV person comes by and does it. And yeah, so like right after they fix it. By the way, they've been out hundreds of times in the past 3 months. they come out, they fix it. My AV guy does a speed test, goes, oh, wow, you're getting 250 over whatever. And then they go away.
Well, I'm sorry, that's your blood pressure. You need to calm down.
And then they go away, and within 6 hours, it all slows down again. So, yeah.
The fuck?
You need serious help. And do you use Ethernet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all fucked up. And they're the only place that does this area. So they have a monopoly on it. Yeah. And it was, the weirdest part is it was good for the first two years I lived here. I did Zooms, you know, the entire pandemic.
You loved
Comedy Bang Bang.
You had a great time.
Loved them.
Crystal clear.
Loved them.
had a blast. Loved being on Zoom. It was so
the greatest
great.
Time of my life.
The best 20 years of my entire
Can
life.
Can I just say the laughs I've had during the pandemic? Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. March 2020 was the greatest month ever.
I miss quarantine a little bit.
Yeah, that was great.
I loved the closeness.
I loved being the only person in the world.
Do you remember, like, the first month of quarantine, you had to do so many Zooms with people who were like, this is so weird. I don't get to see any of my friends again.
Yeah.
And now it's like, we never do anyway.
I know. Well, it's still, I feel like the world has shifted in a different way where, well, even now,
now
it's
we're
like
all homebodies now.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. And then there's also like now that the work is picking up or whatever, maybe it has been the whole time. Everyone's on different paths with this, but that like you prioritize your time so differently. Like, I feel like people aren't filling their day going thing to thing to thing. It's like you're kind of, I don't know. That's what it seems like my people in my world are doing.
So they're doing their whole day from thing to not a thing?
No, like it's more like they do fewer things during the day. Than they did before the pandemic, where it was more like running around outside of your house.
It's not going from thing to not a thing, then to a thing?
That I guess that is what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I am definitely, in the way that a fish grows to the size of its bowl, my energy level has shrunk to whatever it is that I have to do. So if I have to do one thing in a day, like one errand or one job or whatever, I'm exhausted afterwards.
But that's what you have the energy to do. And after that, like, you can't do anything else. Yeah.
But if I have like four things,
those four things. Yeah.
I would do all those four things. Then I would feel the same way as I did if I did one thing.
Right.
So then you would say like, okay, well, schedule five things a day and then you'll get more done.
Yes. And now I'm going to collapse.
Lauren's holding her jaw so she doesn't yawn again.
I yawned twice already.
I'm not going to yawn ever again.
That made me yawn talking about yawns.
Yeah. Everyone listening is yawning.
Hey, if you're not yawning, you're not paying attention. That's what my bumper sticker says.
And I'm the one who was up at 2 in the morning till 5:30.
Why were
something.
You up at 2?
Just woke up,
got out of bed, dragged comb across my hair.
At 2:30? Weirdo.
No, just
I
like,
comb my hair.
Very weird. Just woke up and was like, well, I can't get back to sleep. So I did my Wordle, sent it to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then
how long do you think we're all going to do Wordle for on the chain?
You're the one who wanted us to do it.
Me too. I'm wondering how long is it going to go?
I don't know. I'm happy to keep sharing it. I think even if we don't share it, I'll still do it because I like to have the little brain exercise.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy posting to that text thread because a lot of times we don't have reasons to post to it.
That's true.
Oh,
nice
no, we've run
in.
Out of things to say to each other. It's true. And it's nice to have this tenuous thread that keeps us all together.
That keeps us thinking about each other.
It's like this, like, yes,
whether we want to or
like,
not.
I'm like, Wordle, oh, I got to do my Wordle. And then I have three chains that I send it to, but I'm letting one of them slowly drop off.
Me too.
Wow. Wow.
I only have the one with you guys.
That's serious.
Oh, wow. I have three Wordle chains as well. And one of them is just sort of, it's becoming more sporadic, I think.
Yeah.
With the other people. I still send them faithfully. There's another, well, we've said this a few times on our thread, but that framed game.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. Cause there's other people that I'm on a thread with that play it more. And then we realized that we were not all getting the same movie at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't like this game that much anyway. So goodbye.
I don't like it either. That one kind of stressed me out. And it was like, I feel like the reveals were, it'd be like the most random picture you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
It's like, say the movie's Batman. They show a picture of the Joker for the first one. And it's like, come on, this is Batman, not the Joker.
How am I ever going to guess this?
You know that's not Scott. You're being silly. Because what they would do
for... I'm sorry, Paul. Will you ever forgive me?
Well, yes, of course, honey. I love you. But for the Batman, like it would be like, you know, a picture of a tree or whatever. And it's like, well, I don't know what that is.
Batman's never by a tree. Well, there was that one scene in Batman where Batman pulled over and pissed on the tree.
Yes. He was like, oh, I didn't time this out right. This is further away than I thought.
Keep the car running.
How'd he get his dick out?
You had to take the whole thing off.
Oh, that's like, it's a like woman wearing in a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
So he's just butt ass naked next to a tree.
Yeah, with fucking rubber suit just bunched up around his ankles.
Ew.
Mortified.
And if the pee gets in it, it's like so horrible.
But he still got
that. That's the Batman movie I want to see.
Yes, I want to see Inconvenienced Batman.
Enough with the fighting the Joker and all that kind of stuff. Let's show him pissing by a tree with his pants around his ankle.
Just in one Batman movie, can we see him put his eye makeup on? Please.
Please.
With the brush or the whatever it is, a sponge,
I want to see what face he makes if he does like like what are you putting on, mascara or something?
Just once.
Hey,
come
do
on.
You know, I think I tweeted this once, but I realized at a certain point that when I brushed my teeth, I raised my eyebrows. And I was never aware of it. And then once I was aware of it, I stopped doing it.
Oh. Weird.
You can stop?
You can stop anytime you want. I'm not addicted to it.
We'll be the judge of that.
I lost my job because I kept raising my eyebrows when I brushed my teeth. My wife left me.
Look, right. I think we should take a break.
Speaking of leaving, yeah, we got to take a break.
Yeah, so God Almighty Kevin can go to his next and more important show.
Meanwhile, we don't even know what we're going to do.
No, but we don't.
But we're going to come back and we'll have figured something out and we'll do a threecher.
I hope we will.
We'll do it on our own because God knows Kevin's not going to help.
Yeah. All right. See you.
Bye.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
And we're back. It's time for a threecher. This is the time where we play a fun threecher.
I think a special guest would like to introduce it.
Hi, this is Vesa Stallone. You may remember me from Cradle the Balls, Stroke the Shaft. Now it's time for a threecher. Take it away, gang.
All right, this is Sly's
favorite. That he recorded that drop.
That was so nice.
So nice.
This is Sly's favorite game. It's called French Toast. We've played it once before.
Yes.
And here's how it works. It's submitted by Gina May Den. One player is the clue giver and thinks of something that the other players will guess at. For example, Mount Rushmore or Ghostbusters or a chocolate bar. It could be anything in the world. The rest of the players in no particular order. Or Mount Rushmore or Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Yeah.
In no particular order, ask the clue giver comparative questions in the form of, is it more like X or more like Y? And the clue giver must, to the best of their ability, choose the X or the Y that it's more like. So in the first question of the game, it has to be French toast. So in all subsequent questions, X is whatever the clue giver said was more like the answer. For example, if question one is it more like French toast or bass fishing? And the clue giver says it's more like bass fishing, the next question must begin with, is it more like bass fishing or blank? And the game ends when someone offers a guess and guesses correctly.
Yeah,
I got wild horses into this and we had so much fun. We did it before our show recently and we got addicted. We loved it. And there's also a fun spin on it, which maybe we could try another time. Yeah. Where you basically you think of a celebrity and then the other people ask questions like what food would they be? What shoe would they be? What, you know, it's like, and you just kind of start putting together and it's really, really fun.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. So
we'll try that one sometime, but not now.
Not now. Okay. So who wants to think of the thing?
I will think of the thing.
Okay, when you're ready, tell us.
Yes, let me go into my mind palace.
Mm. He's going. Wow, look at him.
He's getting smaller.
Look at him go. But Larry's getting larger.
Larger.
I've only seen that just 9 months ago, so I can't remember. So
that guy was so fucking funny.
That guy's so funny.
Johnny. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead,
Lauren. Is it more like French toast or a flower?
More like a flower.
Is it more like a flower or more like a car?
More like a flower.
Is it more like a flower or more like an umbrella?
More like an umbrella.
Is it more like an umbrella or more like a jacket?
More like a jacket.
Is it more like a jacket or more like a raincoat?
More like a raincoat.
Is it more like a raincoat or more like a peacoat?
More like a raincoat.
Is it more like a raincoat or more like a wetsuit?
More like a raincoat.
More like a raincoat. More like
a raincoat.
Balegda.
Is it more like Balegda?
Is it more like a raincoat or more like a trench coat?
Very slim distinction, I feel like.
Yeah, well, one is used for weather. And
I'm going to say more like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a blanket?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a three-piece suit?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a sweatshirt?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a private eyes, magnifying glass?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a boa, like a feather boa?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a... I'm trying to think of anything else like a trench coat. Is it more like a trench
like
coat?
Like a
or
trench
more-
coat.
Hey! Touch for the very first time.
Is it more like a trench coat touch or more like... Oh, more like a...
First time.
More like a trench coat or more like a bathrobe?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a briefcase?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a smoking jacket?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a blazer?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a house coat?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more like a, what do you call it? Like a tuxedo jacket? Yeah.
Oh, more like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or more...
This word is ceasing to have meaning.
I know. More like a... I'm trying to think of any other outerwear. More like a blazer. I don't know, Paul.
Thanks to that. Is it more like a trench coat or more like a parka?
More like a trench coat.
Is I'm just going to rapid fire. Is it more like a trench coat or more like a zipper hoodie?
Trench coat, I think.
Is it a trench coat?
No. I would have said that and ended this.
Is it more like a coat or more like, is it more like a trench coat or more like a table? You know what I mean? Like, are we in the completely wrong?
No, you're just staying within one narrow groove. Okay. It is more like a trench coat than a table.
Okay.
Okay. Is it more like a trench coat or more like a dress?
More like a trench coat.
Is it more like a trench coat or a jean jacket?
Maybe it's not clothing.
I'm going to say more like a jean jacket.
I think it is.
Okay. Is it more like a jean jacket or more like a Monopoly game?
More like a jean jacket.
Is it more like a jean jacket or like a windbreaker?
More like a jean jacket.
Is it more like a jean jacket or more like blue jean pants?
Given those two, I would say more like a jean jacket.
Is it more like a jean jacket or is it more like... a members only jacket.
It's more like a jean jacket.
Is it more like a jean jacket or more like a horse?
It's more like a jean jacket.
But it could be like a horse.
I don't
think
we're talking
about. Is it more like a jean jacket or is it more like a fur coat?
It's more like a jean jacket.
Is it more like a jean jacket or more like a six shooter?
Ooh. More like a jean jacket.
Is it more like a jean jacket or more like chaps?
More like chaps.
Is it more like chaps or more like a ball gag?
I beg your pardon? It's more like chaps.
Which of the things that you own would you say?
Is it more like,
I wasn't looking around the room.
Is it more like chaps? Hey,
Kaiser Soze.
Or is it more like a suede jacket with fringe?
More like a suede jacket with fringe.
Is it more like a suede jacket with fringe or more like a cowboy hat?
It's a cowboy hat.
Yes!
Fuck. Chaps was a great guest then.
Chaps was a great guest.
Wait, you get the credit? I'm the one who guessed it.
How'd you get there, buddy? I also almost asked if it was more like a hat at one point, and I didn't.
Oh, I was begging for someone to say it was more like a hat.
Well, because I thought we decided it was definitely a jacket.
I thought I would say it was more like a hat, and I didn't.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
All right, everybody. We love you so much. Thank you for listening, as always. We
you
are
can follow
Freedom
us
USA, Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram.
FreedomUSA@gmail.com.
FreedomUSA@gmail.com.
And phone number to come.
To come, TK. Phone number pending.
We've already recorded the outgoing greetings, so you know we're serious about this.
We are serious. We need this number.
It's an aspirational outgoing greeting.
And if you want to hear ad-free episodes, you can listen to Stitcher Premium or at cbbworld.com.
Thanks.
You have all the information. Goodbye.
You have all the information you need, Mr. Policeman. We sent you
all the clues.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.